my song and the band plays on and on. I can hear you sing along. I'm a song, I'm a song. Love on your harmony. You sound so good to me. You're a song, you're a song. I could stay here all day long. We could dance until the dawn. We're a song, we're a song. I'm a song, and the band plays on and on. I can hear you sing along. You're a song, you're a song. I'm a song.
Thank you. Thanks. Folks, it's been a few years since I've been here. The last time I was with Hot Tuna. I don't know if anybody's heard that show. About 4 years ago, four years ago. They've probably been back since. And without me, they just didn't tell me they were coming. But I can't remember. What's the river that's right near here? The
Delaware.
The Delaware, of course, the Delaware. One thing I do, it's kind of a ritual for me, is that every town, city, province, foreign country, anywhere I go, I take this lucky water bottle with me. It's empty by the end of the show, of course, and I go to that. It might be a lake, it might be a river, it might be a creek, it might be a puddle, but I fill it. I fill this bottle and I drink it through the show because I want to be part of the same DNA that you folks are. I want to be kind of like you guys are more up here. So cheers, everybody. Cheers.
You drink Stella out of the bottle.
You know, it tastes like Yutz potato chips, you know. Not bad.
Yes.
Or crab. I should say it tastes like crab. Spices. Tastes like chicken. It does, kind of. You're right, it does. Where was I? Something about me. Yes, this next song. I'll do one more song off the I'm a Song record. And I re-recorded this. This was on my first record that got released years ago. And of course, it went out of print, and so you can't get it. And I do this song so much, I thought I'd re-record it. And it's a tribute to two guys who influenced me a lot many years ago. One of them was Graham Parsons, and the other one was George Jones. And I read a story in this biography about Graham Parsons, about how he was playing George's records one night at a party he was having in Hollywood, and the people hadn't heard him, you know, a lot of the folks there, and so he was playing the record and he started crying and he said, "That's the king of broken hearts." And when I read that, this just came to me.